Starting Monday, Chicagoans who use Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services to go to and from downtown will be slapped with a $3 surcharge. This plus new short-term and long-term parking increase sent a very strong message. Don't drive downtown. For many, this feels like just another way to get much-needed revenue to balance the books. But if you look closer, this is part of Mayor Lightfoot's initiative to ease congestion, taking on climate change and bringing equity to Chicago. How does it work? Stefan Schaefer is a former chief resilience officer for the mayor's office under Rahm Emanuel and now works for the Natural Resource Defense Council, which is the NRDC, as a city strategist for the American Cities Climate Challenge, and he is in studio. Stefan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get right into this. First of all, what is the American Cities Climate Challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. So the American Cities Climate Challenge, we work with mayor's offices across 25 different cities across the country, and we give them technical advice on their policies to help limit pollution and act on climate change. So it's things that cut energy usage, that promote a cleaner environment, rethink transportation and other policies so that we can live more sustainable lifestyles.
And it's obviously, you know, bringing this together when you're talking about cities climate challenge. These are all the cities around the country that are doing this.
That's right. Yeah. So from East Coast to the West Coast, we've got a lot of different representation and cities also all the way through the Midwest, not just including Chicago.
This is such an interesting moment because the surcharge and the increases we've been talking about, whether it be with the meters or parking garages downtown or anything, almost were brought up in the guise of we need to fill this budget hole. There's so much we have to fill, and we got to find ways to do this without raising property taxes. And in a way, I think it's cheapened the idea that what we're seeing is a wholesale progressive change to the way that we view our downtowns. And in this case, which I think is why we're talking about this tonight, that starting Monday, there is a concentrated effort from the mayor's office, City Hall, right here in Chicago, to say that there's too much pollution downtown, we got to fix it.
That's right. Yeah, I think what's great about this is, you know, we all know congestion is an issue in Chicago. This is, you know, we've all driven downtown and experienced that gridlock. But this is a really smart, you know, approach that the city is taking here. It not only deals with the traffic issue that we all feel and experience, but it also tackles different issues that face residents all across the city, right? We're thinking about issues of air pollution, right? Mm-hmm. We're thinking about issues of equity. And so I think this is a really great first step that the city is taking to actually tackle some of those challenges.
When you talk about equity, and we hear this word a lot, and you talk about putting a $3 surcharge on downtown Chicago, how is that equity for neighborhoods? What does it do to help with congestion in neighborhoods to deal with congestions downtown?
Yeah, so I think some of the, well, first off, you know, most of the ride share services, the majority of their trips take place in the downtown core, right? So that is the major cause of the traffic, one of the major causes of the traffic that we all feel here locally. But some of the impacts of these vehicles traveling permeate throughout the city, right? So we're thinking about exhaust coming from tailpipes, right? And what that causes in terms of the quality of air that residents breathe. That's an equity issue, okay. Right? And you're talking about the environmental impacts of people, you know, not just driving cars, but actually, you know, taking solo trips when in Chicago, we have a number of different options available to us and affordable, reliable ones that residents seek to use, right? And I think another encouraging aspect of the proposal is that some of the revenue that's actually being raised is going to be reinvested in some of those different options. So improving public transit for many mm-hmm. residents who rely on it.
Okay, so that's the philosophical question that I love about this segment. That's why I'm excited to talk to you about this. Is it's a hard sell to sell Chicagoans that your $3 extra on your Uber or the extra percentage of cost to park down here is for your own good because we're going to fix climate and we're going to fix transit with the money that you give us, just not right now because it takes a little bit of time to get inside. All of that sounds great, but at the end of the day, we've been tricked before. There have been talks about all these different politicians and other people talking about how they're going to invest their money, and it doesn't happen. So how do you get a population, hundreds of thousands of people, to buy into something that just seems like a cash grab?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got to start by being honest with ourselves, right? So something's got to give here. Anyone who's driven downtown knows that something needs to change and that we probably need to do this, right? So there are studies out there, there's research out there that shows that more cars are traveling all across the city, but they're moving more slowly. And this is especially true downtown. So if you think about just creating a city where, you know, more and more Chicagoans want to live, where they're less reliant on cars, have different options. And a policy like this helps create an environment where there are fewer cars, right, driving on the roads downtown, which could be mean less congestion. And when you're thinking about fewer solo trips, fewer rides that are just individuals in those cars, that means fewer cars actually congesting the city's
streets. I get the idea that we're investing that money, and the money that's going to come from increase in parking or surcharges back into the city's public transportation infrastructure. But when am I going to see that? I mean, when am I going to see that it's easier for me to take a bus into the city because they've created bus lanes or they made it easier for me? When am I going to see that? Because right now I'm just kind of operating in faith that this money is going to go to help infrastructure in the future.
Absolutely. So this is part of an ongoing effort, right, in terms of increasing, different transportation options in the city. Some of that's already underway, right? Mm-hmm. So you think about there's a bike share expansion that's occurring with the city's bike share network, Divvy. It's actually going to increase so that it covers the entire city for residents citywide, and that becomes a viable option for residents who want to bike. In the winter months, when bike maybe isn't as viable, you're seeing improvements already to public transit. You've already seen red and purple line modernizations. You've seen blue line modernizations. You've seen the loop link downtown for CTA bus, right? So these are things already underway. I think what's also great about this proposal is it builds on that progress by actually investing in 7 bus corridors all across the city. They crisscross the city, so it's going to make sure that those bus lines, which just last year alone provided nearly 50 million rides, it's going to make sure that they're more reliable for the residents who use them.
For anyone who lives in the city, I mean, if you're going to use public transportation, obviously convenience is one part, efficiency is another. But at the end of the day, there is something to be said about people who want to drive their own cars, and they're going to accept the surcharge. They're going to say, you know what, I'm going to take 6%. Okay, that's going to put it in my budget, but I'm not going to take the bus. What do you say to that? Because at a certain point, you're not going to be able to inflate the cost to the point higher and higher and higher without there being consequence to that. So how do you get people out of their routine and to buy into the greater good that is lessening pollution and handling climate change?
Absolutely. So, you know, at the end of the day, people need choice, right? And I think you're never... It's unlikely that you'll see a city where cars are removed entirely, right? I think what this is an approach to actually creating additional choice that makes it inexpensive, easy to use, and convenient for residents. So, you know, Chicagoans are smart. They're going to choose what's easy to use and expensive for them. They'll make the choice that's right for them. And part of that might actually be a car. It might also mean creating new alternatives that are just as good, if not better, options for them. So, there might be some individuals who are comfortable paying that surcharge. Maybe they're higher income residents where, you know, they can deal with the economics of this new tax. This might also help residents who rely on service where maybe rideshare isn't an option for them continue to use those services all across the city.
What can the city do in this administration and people who are in positions of power to recognize the skepticism of Chicago residents, to recognize that all this really seems to some of us, I don't know, some that host nighttime talk shows, is that this is just an easy way to prey on people who come down, tourists and people who come down to work downtown, to get some money to pay off the bills that we were irresponsible in paying before. How do you recognize that or recognize that skepticism if you're in power?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of this is engaging in a frank dialogue, right? And I think the new mayor has been very forthcoming about her willingness and desire to have conversations with residents all across the city. So I think having resident engagement, bringing them into the conversation. What's encouraging is that it's still year one of her administration. So, you know, we've got her for another 3 years, if not more, right? And so this is a good opportunity for the new administration to be able to engage residents and help shape some of the policy decisions that are still to come, right? She's still got the majority of her term at play. I also think this policy represents the shift that I think she ran on. Mm-hmm. And there's a growing, you know, population within the city. Many Chicagoans, when I talk to friends and family, right, they're thinking about the city that they want to live in, right? And a lot of residents don't necessarily want to drive a car to have to get to work or pay parking fees. They want to have options, right? They want to see the choices that can be made available to them. So I think also tying it back to that vision and making sure that the new administration, elected officials recognize that there's a growing upswell of support for a different kind of city where cars aren't front and center.
And, you know, to be fair, I mean, to look at what's happening in New York City and the tolls they're putting on the bridges there to get into Manhattan, it's nuts. And $12, $15, $20 just one way, it's nuts. What you're seeing in San Francisco and Los Angeles with the continuing way that they need to deal with the fact that those are commuter cities with just car traffic. There is a movement, and it's good to see that Chicago is on the right side of that movement. I think that a lot of people, and I just speak for some listeners and others, that just feel that, you know, there needs to not only do we need to, you know, change the habits of how we live and how we come downtown and how we work, but we also need to see something come from it. Right? It can't just be it's three extra dollars and that money goes somewhere. We're like, where'd it go? It has to show in some sort of new plan or corridor or public transportation, something that is new and shiny that we see the benefit or the result of all of us in this shared sacrifice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think some of that will be in, you know, the actual infrastructure that you see getting installed around you, right? When you think about some of the investments that have been made in CTA and promoting buses, you see those red painted bus lanes on the ground, and that's tangible evidence of some of the work that's already being done and that can continue to be done over this. It might look like more bikes or newer bikes installed in the city's bike share. So I think those are some examples of those concrete changes that I think Chicagoans rightly want to see their taxpayer dollars being put to use for.
Well, I think it's great. I've been on the fence. I've been complaining on this program in the last couple of weeks. I feel like a broken record about fees and charges and how expensive it is to live in the city of Chicago. But this seems like the right kind of fee in the way that if we are going to tackle one of the biggest issues in front of us, which is climate change, it seems like this is a good start. In studio with me, Stefan Schaefer. He's a former chief resilience officer for the mayor's office under Rahm Emanuel, now works for the NRDC as a city strategist for the American Cities Climate Challenge. What's a resilience officer?
It's a lot of things. So, you know, we sought to address some of the major pressing challenges and specifically with a focus on how to promote more equitable outcomes for the city's
residents. Is there a city in the world, we're going off the script here, but that you look to as the shining example on the hill? Is there a city, it could be in Europe, it could be in Asia, it could be in South America, or even here in the United States, that says they're doing it right, this is the model that we should follow?
I think, you know, I can't answer that one directly, right? Okay. I think for Chicagoans, Chicago is that city. And when we think about different policies that need to be enacted, you can't translate, you know, and extrapolate from one city. Even if they're making good strides, you look at LA, you look at New York and some of the policies and work that they're doing. You look at Boston and Washington, D.C. I know they're already exploring congestion pricing, and that's part of the work of the American Cities Climate Challenge. But none of that work, you know, can necessarily be, you know, copy and pasted straight onto Chicago. So when I think about how, you know, to you know, view different cities all across the country and across the world, I look right here in Chicago. I look for solutions that work for Chicago's residents. And I think some of the work that's being done in the mayor's new administration reflects that.
All right. Stefan Schaefer, NRDC city strategist for the American City Climate Challenge. Thanks for joining us tonight. Come back, please.
Thanks so much.
Great conversation.
Me.